Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with the Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
Song just makes you feel good. I don't care how many times you hear it. Last night you heard it a lot. 7 Hawks goals last night. Here's the thing, and this goes to the Cubs problems too. Teams in scoring sports slump together, and teams also tend to perform at a higher level together. Brian Campbell joins us now. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good, Steve. How are you doing?
7 goals, buddy. That's a lot.
That is a lot. I think for us, we look at the 4 against as well. And, it was obviously a good win, but... I think we would have liked to have done it in a little bit different way.
Yeah, well, because you get up 4, it's 4-0. They come back, they tie it at 4, and then you pull 3 off in the third in the final 15 minutes or so to get the 7-4 win. So who do you put those 4 goals on that tied it? Was there defensive lapses, or what did you see that you didn't like?
Well, there's obviously, you know, for us, defense is a 5-man unit, and I think they scored a couple power play goals there, which we're working on and trying to get better at that and really taking initiative to be a better team on the kill. And then little errors or just kind of not getting pucks deep. And, we had a lot of success by getting the puck deep last night and turning their defensemen and cycling it and finding ways to get offense that way.
How's it going with working the kids in?
They've been good, I think all the kids are eager and ready to go every day, and they keep learning. I think Joel's done a great job for not only the younger guys but the veterans of teaching the game plan and how he wants us to play. And I feel like we're getting better as the games go along here. We're definitely not there yet, and there's a lot of room to improve, but we're making strides in the right direction.
Dave Ennett's here. Dave has a very important question he's been working on all morning for you, Soup. What is it?
Well, I have lots of them. Morning. But what was it like to be there, Brian, and to be a part of that last night when Marian Hossa scored his 500th goal?
Yeah, it's pretty special. I was able to have an assist on that goal. That's something that I'll never forget. He's such a great person, and he works so hard, and it just shows you what a great career, and he's going to continue to have a great career. And as we said, even Jonathan Tate said last night, a future Hall of Famer. It's pretty cool to be able to play with a guy that's going to be a future Hall of Famer and know that. So I know that's been weighing on him a little bit, and we're definitely all happy that he got it.
One thing on this, the Hossa goal, were you most happy that he got the 500th goal, or are you most happy that you're not the oldest guy on the team?
I think I like the third from there. So there's Roosevelt's there too. So
oh, that's right. I forgot about Rosie. Yeah, you're right.
I'm definitely happy that those guys are on the team. Let's put it that way.
Brian, love following you on Twitter, by the way. What was the deal with the ride-along the other day where you're kind of just waving? Who's holding the camera?
Ride-along?
Yeah, there's a picture.
That's my Twitter account.
Yeah, that's you. You're in a car, and you're waving, and someone's filming you.
Oh, it's a Blackhawks account.
Yeah.
It's a Blackhawks account. You're driving along, and you're waving at somebody.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They did a come to the rink. They came to my house in the morning and then followed me to the rink. There was a GoPro on my windshield, so I was not filming myself.
No.
I didn't have my hand up in the car the whole way from my house.
That's
so funny. Filming myself.
Egomaniac Brian Campbell waving to everyone on the way to work.
You know who I am?
Yeah. No hands whatsoever. So
that's hilarious.
Pull me over if that was the case.
That is too funny. Yeah. What did they do, like a day in the life kind of thing?
Yeah, it was just the morning of. So they came in and the girls in the morning and kind of seeing how my routine is, I guess, for going to the training camp. And So definitely up early in the morning with the kids, and it was fun. It was good, and you know, just kind of doing a little story that way. So it was well done by the Blackhawks.
You know, we compliment the organization, or as Q would say, the organization, all the time. But you know this from the from playing here, you know, on the first championship team of this new era, and now coming back. And I think it's one of the reasons you came back. Everybody actually seems to like each other. And Dave, you've been around pro sports your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen a team that's more aware of the support staff. And by that, I mean, I see guys walking through the offices. They know the people in the offices' names. They're not the millionaires who just skate. You know, they actually have a connection to the people, and, you know, maybe the ushers or whatever, or the guy that's playing the organ upstairs. It's, you know, that cliche of family really isn't a cliche. You guys all seem to like each other, Brent.
Yeah, well, obviously it comes from the leadership up top with Rocky and John, and you know, they have implemented that and you know, asked that of the players. But I think it's also, there hasn't been a lot of change within the organization, whether it's players to...
Wait, you're not waving again. Is that someone picking you up?
No, they're just flying by me there. Don't worry.
Okay,
I'm pulled over. Don't worry.
Okay.
But
okay.
I think, you know, like a lot of the front office staff and the people that work there are still there when I was here 5 years ago. And
right.
So I think that just, it's nice, you know, to come to the rink every day and you know these faces and you know you can trust these people and they're great. Great for the organization. Everybody has, as we say, one goal to win a championship.
Yeah, I think it's unique. I mean, I think you do see it in other sports with other teams, but I don't think it's as sort of intrinsic as part of the organization as is with the Blackhawks. I mean, it just seems to be a really part of their culture. I want to ask you about the penalty kill, because again, Philadelphia did come up with a couple power play goals last night. We talked to Q a little bit about it yesterday morning. Is there anything you see there that you think can be easily remedied?
Yeah, for sure. I think Mike Kitchen's done a great job of giving us, you know, going over things, and now we have to go out and execute as a team. So, you know, I think our goal, you know, has to be to kill that 2 minutes off first and not worry about anything else by trying to score or do anything else, you know, at that time. So a little bit more desperation needs to happen, and you know, we'll turn this around. I know it's something that we're all thinking about and we're all trying to improve on, and the coaching staff has us prepared to do the job. We just need to execute as players.
It's Breakfast with the Blackhawks, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business. And the MB Financial Bank question of the day comes from Adam Oakes, not Adam Oates Soup, Adam Oakes.
I got it.
Who says, are you paying attention, Brian, to the Cubbies when you have time? What are your thoughts about how they're doing?
Well, yeah, definitely. I love baseball. So, you know, I know they're in a situation where, you know, it's a big game tonight for them. They have to probably, they don't have to win, but, you know, I think it's.
They have to score more than you guys, and they haven't lately.
Yeah, you know, hopefully this offense just clicks again, and you know, it's done it all season. They've had spurts where they've kind of had tough times where they haven't scored, but mainly they've been fairly consistent the whole entire season of being able to score runs. So, you know, I think we're all excited for tonight's game, and you know, Lackey's going to be pitching, which, you know, he's a pro and he's done it before. So, I think you know, tonight's obviously a big game, so it's definitely cheering for them.
All right, but you got 3 and 4 days coming up this weekend. You're in Columbus on Friday, then home to Toronto on Saturday, off Sunday, and then Calgary on Monday. Do the legs get tired after 3 and 4 days, or do you like them bunched together?
You know what? I don't mind them. I'm ready to go. I felt good last night, so just now that we're kind of got a few games under our belt, it'll be all right. So big games coming up forward, and we gotta keep stringing together some wins here.
And because I'm helpful to the Blackhawks, my favorite team, at 2-2, my prediction of you guys going 80-2 is still intact.
Wow, very bold, very bold. Yeah.
You gotta have a good circus trip, though. It gets key.
Yeah. We gotta have a good rest of the year trip here.
And your kids are beautiful, man. I just saw a picture of the kids hanging out with their Blackhawks gear on. They're really, really cute.
You're so cute.
Perfect. Yeah. Thanks, Steve. I appreciate that.
All right, but all the best. Over the line, if you would, please. That's Brian Campbell from your Chicago Blackhawks. Sponsored by, Dave, I don't know if you know this, MB Financial Bank.
Really?
Thank you, MB. Big Blackhawks partners.